What's happening in Buka is outrageous, and everyone's seen it. Abdullah. No, I think it is a war crime.
Accusations of atrocities. It's Wednesday, April 6th, and this is VOA Asia. I'm Chris Cascale in Washington. Find us online at VOA Asia Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Also ahead, Ukrainian residents' heartbreak, climate change report, drone delivery increasing. It's all on today's VOA Asia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told the UN Security Council that the Russian military must be brought to justice immediately for war crimes. The Ukrainian leader made his plea via video Tuesday as grisly evidence continued to emerge of civilian massacres carried out by Russian forces on the outskirts of Kyiv. Meanwhile, Russia's invasion of Ukraine becomes deadlier by the day, with other world leaders accusing Russia of war crimes. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Bucha, less than 30 kilometers from the capital, where bodies lie motionless in the streets, some with hands tied behind their backs.
It is very difficult to talk when you see what they have done here. People left in barrels, basements, having been strangled or simply tortured. These are war crimes, and they will be recognized by the world as genocide.
The Pentagon says it's obvious Russia is responsible, with President Joe Biden on Monday condemning the brutality.
And what's happening in Bucha is outrageous, and everyone's seen it. No, I think it is a war crime.
What are you going to do about it, sir? Are you going to do more sanctions on Russia?
I'm seeking more sanctions, yes.
Russia has denied responsibility and called the images out of Bucha fake. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
After the Russian military had left, according to the plans and agreements, a fake was staged that is now being spread throughout all media channels and social media by the Ukrainian representatives and their Western patrons.
But satellite imagery shows bodies had lain in Bucha for weeks before Russian troops left. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said most of the Russian troops amassed near Kyiv and its suburbs have retreated, moving out to resupply as Ukrainians attack them.
The Russians have, at least for the time being, given up on a ground offensive against Kyiv.
Western officials say Russia now appears ready to focus more on the Donbas region to the east, which has seen recent increases in Russian airstrikes and military maneuvers. And Ukrainian officials warn that atrocities in the towns and cities that they haven't reached could be even worse than those in Bucha. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Read more on our top story by following our Twitter stream at VOA Asia. We're also on Facebook, VOA Asia, and the VOAnews.com website. These are among the top Asia headlines you'll find right now on VOAnews.com. Watchdog condemns Cambodia for revoking media licenses. Australia signs economic accord with India. Shanghai extends lockdown of 26 million people as COVID tests reviewed. Court allows Indian journalists to travel abroad to speak about intimidation. Pakistan court adjourns hearing on PM's bid to stay in power. Find complete coverage on all these stories on Facebook at VOA Asia, Instagram, Twitter, and on the VOAnews.com website. Thank you for joining us on VOA Asia on this Wednesday. In the wake of Russia's withdrawal from towns surrounding the Ukrainian capital Kyiv, residents say they are heartbroken by the death and destruction left behind. The Ukrainian government has said evidence appears to show that Russia has committed war crimes, VOA's Heather Murdoch reports.
This plot of land in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv has been set aside to bury and honor civilians and soldiers killed in recent battles and future war victims. Over the weekend, as Ukraine announced it had retaken towns surrounding the capital, gruesome reports emerged about the deaths of hundreds of civilians, with many bodies left on the streets. On Sunday, a giant fire raged in the southern port city of Odessa after Russian airstrikes hit an oil processing plant and fuel depots around the city. In the cemetery in Kyiv, the facility's director says the war may now be focused further east and south, but he thinks the relative peace in the capital is temporary. Since the war began in late February, 30 missiles have hit this cemetery.
It is impossible to feel safe here. For example, on March 2nd, during the escalation in Bukha, missiles hit our cemetery within 100 meters of the workers. The workers hid inside of the graves, and after the hit, kept digging.
Locals say they are shocked and heartbroken by the recent death and destruction. Kyiv remains a tangle of barricades, and the remnants of bombed buildings still lay exactly where they fell after being hit. Russia says it has withdrawn from Kyiv, but some believe they will continue to attack in other regions.
I don't trust them. I think they are regrouping, and it could be even worse if Russia moves more troops to the east. It's not easy for Ukrainian soldiers to protect those regions.
In the western part of the country, where air raid sirens are heard daily, even though attacks here are infrequent, leaders say their government is preparing civilians to withstand battle.
We provide different kind of training, first aid, chemical attack drills, air raid instructions, defense skills, including defending the buildings we are in now, the city municipality.
This school in Vinnytsia is being used to house families who are among the millions of displaced people in Ukraine. Many say they are furious.
If we have to, we will fight them with our bare hands and tear them apart for killing our children and everything else they have done.
The war in Ukraine has forced about 10 million people to flee their homes, and the United Nations says roughly half are children. The Ukrainian government says mass killings in Bucha and other towns near Kyiv appear to be war crimes. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Vinnytsia and Kyiv, Ukraine.
Still to come on VOA Asia, Afghanistan's Taliban ban growing opium poppy plants. Happening now in Asia, Japan's foreign minister returned from Poland on Tuesday with 20 Ukrainians displaced by Russia's ongoing war on their country as Tokyo seeks to play a greater role in international support for Ukraine. Stay up to date with VOA or listening to VOA Asia. VOA Asia continues. Climate scientists warn the world is courting disaster if it fails to swiftly do what's required to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. The International Panel on Climate Change has released a report on mitigating climate change. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
After two previous reports on the physical science behind climate change and on its potential impacts, the United Nations' top climate body says changes are now causing huge disruptions in the natural world and in human well-being. Over the last decade, the report says average annual global greenhouse gas emissions were at their highest levels in human history. However, the co-chair of the panel's third working group, Jim Skay, says the rate of growth has slowed in the last 2 years, along with increasing evidence of many countries taking climate action.
Despite this progress, our assessment concludes that unless there are immediate and deep emission reductions across all sectors, limiting warming to 1.5 degrees will be beyond reach. Now, limiting warming to around 2 degrees still requires global emissions to peak before 2025 at the latest and be reduced by about a quarter by 2030.
The report says the energy sector accounts for a third of all emissions, and major transitions will be required to slow global warming. This, it says, will involve substantial reductions in fossil fuel use, widespread electrification, improved energy efficiency, and the use of alternative fuels. The vice chair of the third working group, Diana Org-Vorsatz, says the right policies can result in a 40% to 70% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. She says changes in lifestyle and behavior also can reduce our carbon footprint, as well as improve health and well-being.
Of the 60 actions we assessed in this report, on an individual level, the biggest contribution comes from switching to walking and cycling and using electrified transport. Other effective options include reducing air travel and adapting our houses.
Scientists on the Intergovernmental Panel agree business as usual is not an option in meeting the many challenges of climate change. They warn the longer action is put off, the more irreversible it will become to prevent the planet from becoming unlivable. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is Science in a Minute.
The National Human Genome Research Institute at the National Institutes of Health is reporting that researchers have created the first complete gapless sequence of a human genome. A gapless sequence is valuable in genetic research because for the first time, researchers will have access to a complete sequence of the roughly 3 billion bases or letters of our DNA. According to a press release from the NHGRI, up until now, researchers had access to about 92% of the human genome. Adam Filippi, PhD, who co-chairs the Telomere-to-Telomere Consortium that led the research group, says, quote, "Truly finishing the human genome sequence was like putting on a new pair of glasses. Now we can clearly see everything. We are one step closer to understanding what it all means," end quote. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Finally on VOA Asia, in the U.S., some restaurants and medical supply stores are turning to drones to deliver food, medicine, and other essential goods to people's homes. VOA's Julie Tabo has more.
This drone isn't off on a spying mission or any other clandestine activity. It's delivering medicine quickly and safely to someone's home. Industry observers say drone deliveries of food, medicine, and other essential goods to homes may soon become more common in the U.S. as more companies gain approval from the Federal Aviation Administration, which works on the safety rules governing the skies. Amy Webb is CEO of the Future Today Institute, a management consulting firm. She spoke with VOA via Skype.
We're probably going to see more machines flying through the air.
As demand for home delivery increases among U.S. city and suburban dwellers, it's people who live in remote areas who may see the biggest benefit.
You're going to want something like a drone that is capable of locating you, picking up and dropping off to you the medical supplies that you might need.
Flytrex, an Israeli company, manufactures and operates electric drones that deliver meals from local restaurants to people's homes. Yadav Bash is the CEO and co-founder of Flytrex. He spoke with VOA via Skype.
All you have to do is, as the customer, is download the app, select what you want to eat, input your home address and your credit card information, of course, and we take care of the rest.
Bash pitches home deliveries by drone as safer than deliveries by car or truck and more cost-effective than human couriers. Prior to founding Flytrex, he was the founder of a company that launched the first private interplanetary robotic mission to the moon.
Instead of flying to the moon 200,000 miles, we fly to people's backyards 200 feet above the ground. Pretty similar.
In the U.S., Flytrex drones are currently operating in three locations in North Carolina.
So that's a population of roughly 10,000 families in those three locations. And as we expand our service to more stations and receive more approvals from the FAA, the sky's the limit.
Julie Tabo, VOA News.
Read and see more on this story at VOA Asia Facebook. That's all the time we have for today's VOA Asia. Make sure you find us on all our social media platforms. Like us on Facebook, VOA Asia. Follow us on Twitter at VOA Asia. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and at voanews.com. Thanks for joining us, and thanks to our service chief, Diane Gao, Our VOA Asia team includes Jim Stevenson, Keith Lane, and Jessica Stone. I'm Chris Cascao in Washington. Enjoy the day, stay safe, and be well.